Ted Cruz's refusal to back down today for refusing to endorse Donald Trump last night is all the buzz here in Cleveland. So let's get a delegate's view. Teresa Reyes is from Maryland. Teresa, your thoughts on last night, the booing after he didn't endorse?
Well, let me tell you this. I think he didn't read the art of the deal. He should have made a deal with Donald Trump prior to that. Then he could at least have made the list of Supreme Court justices, and everybody would have been fine with that. But now he's ruined that opportunity. And if he's trying to hedge his bet for 2020, he's made a poor choice there also, because he's offended millions of Donald Trump supporters, including me. And I think that he has basically ruined a lot of his chances.
Well, but he came out again this morning with the Texas delegation, and he doubled down. He said, you know, I am not going to support somebody who insulted my wife and father. Can you blame him?
I felt as though if he felt that way, he should have stayed home. But if he's such a media person and wants to be seen and heard, this was not the venue for it. He has actually sealed his fate in terms of moving forward in his party.
Well, before last night's fireworks, we went to hear from Trump supporters. Miriam Nujaim from California was hard to miss. She's carrying a huge Trump banner, a flag on the street, wearing a union shirt. She says Trump will be tough on terrorism, good for oil drilling, and legal immigrants like her Egyptian relatives. And she trills her support for Trump.
Trump! Do you think I like Trump?
Can I ask you, are you SEIU,
yes,
union?
Yes, I work at DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, in California. And I came with my own money and my own time from California to support Mr. Trump. I love it. It's the best time in my life. And I wish I could go inside. Can you get me a permit inside?
Yeah, you know how that would go down.
But I love it, yeah.
We went from the streets to the floor of the Quicken Loans Arena, and right in front of us, the New Jersey delegation. I asked Delegate Art Rittenhouse if his governor, Chris Christie, was too hard on Hillary Clinton in that lively speech he gave the night before.
No, not at all. The public, for some reason, doesn't understand and doesn't seem to care about what she's done. Start with Benghazi, start with the illegal emails. It was the head of the FBI that said she was extremely careless.
Right, but not illegal. She wasn't indicted.
Yet. And that can still be done because there is no statute of limitations. So when President Trump is there and Governor Christie is Attorney General, maybe we'll see something.
And he certainly appeared as if he was gunning for Attorney General.
Practice. Practice makes perfect.
Just across the aisle, people were queuing up for pictures with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who delivered his own fiery speech touting law and order on Monday night. The tall African-American cut quite a figure, wearing a sharp pair of boots and a cowboy hat.
Thanks a lot, man.
I fell in love with you the first time I heard and saw you.
Appreciate
loved
it.
Everything you said.
You.
Take a picture here.
Thank you.
Ready, one, two, three.
But Sheriff Clark was a reminder that there just aren't that many African-Americans in the hall. We spotted black delegate Charlotte Bergman of Tennessee and asked her about that.
I've been involved with the Republican Party since 1992. At the beginning, I didn't see very many African Americans. I was actually involved with the Tea Party when it wasn't cool either. And I look around, I am amazed at the number of African Americans that are in attendance. You have to get voted on. You have to actually win an opportunity to come here.
Some people see Donald Trump as racist.
Democrats have used this accusation every election year to get black people to become intimidated.
Well, you say Democrats are making it up, but it is a fact that there was a young white supremacist caught on video pushing that young black woman from the Black Lives Matter movement, pushing her and shoving her out of the arena. These aren't things that people are making up.
Let me share with you this. Those things may have happened, but I just want you to draw a line from those incidences to Mr. Trump himself directly to show that he is racist.
What do you think it is? Why do you think white supremacists are claiming him, embracing him?
Because you have the Black Lives Matter group, which could be comparable to the racist KKK or whomever.
You think so?
Yes, I definitely do. But they probably feel that, you know, Mr. Trump may share their values, but that is not a direct reflection on that individual and the individual's own personal values.
Well, let's take up another topic. Just how do you think it's been going here this week?
It has been going great. I can't wait to make sure that Mr. Trump is victorious and that he is going to be the next president of the United States.
And in Tennessee, in your community, and again, you're African-American, that's a receptive message?
Oh, let me tell you, there are some of us that come out and speak vocally about what we believe in, and then there are some that said, Charlotte, I support him, but don't tell anybody, okay? Okay?
The view from the floor of the RNC and Delegate Charlotte Bergman of Tennessee.